And all of a sudden, he just barfs red punch all over. It just came spewing out red, bright red punch. And he's all pale and there's red all over. I mean, it was
Gosh, it's a vampire. It was like Valentine.
It's like a whole massacre. Oh, he was the barfer. You know, there's always a barfer.
There's always the barfer. Yeah. There's always. Yeah.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Designer cornbread episode 24. Maybe I need to just start over. Evidently, matter of fact, I've had some other issues speaking tonight.
Are you having a stroke? What's going on?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm on cold meds. So,
Are you sick?
I just have this little cold. I don't really, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that was me like yesterday. Literally, Tim came home. From his trip and first time I instantly got stuffy and was sneezing. I think I'm allergic to Tim.
Probably so. I know that I am.
You are not. Welcome everybody. We're sick. We're hyped up on cold medicine. I haven't taken any today, so I'm okay. I feel better today. Yesterday I was in the bed the entire day.
I haven't been that bad.
Your screen is jigging and jagging all over the
place.
Oh,
it sure is. Look at that. Some like LSD stuff right there.
Do we need to call a priest? What do we need to do?
No, I don't know. We're just going to leave it and go. Right. And
as long as it sounds good.
Yeah.
Her picture's freaking out. So, yeah, there you go. I feel better today. You feel you're getting better?
I am.
Okay, good. Here we are. Well, what else has gone on this week? How was your week, last week and everything?
Well, we've been out of school all week for ice.
Y'all got ice. Oh, your prayers were answered. You were like, please, Lord, please bring some ice.
I actually needed some just because my next 2 weeks are so slam-packed with stuff. And I just thought, I don't know how I'm going to get ready for my widow's dinner.
Oh, that's right.
Because that's coming up on Valentine's. And this week, there's literally not one day that I'm going to be home, one night. Because we have parent-teacher conference on Monday.
Okay.
And then Tuesday, I have to go to Florence to do some shopping for all these events that I have coming up. Wednesday is when my class cooks for the church and I'm there serving that. Thursday, I might be home. I'm just waiting for the ball to drop. But then Friday night, where my class is catering a reception for a retiring coach.
Oh my word.
I mean, it's just
Are busy. You did need some days. Were you able to kind of plan a little bit and lay stuff out?
I cleaned my carpets and I washed my curtains.
Oh my goodness. That is wow.
And, you know, so yeah, I got a lot done,
but
it was good. I needed some time to do that, you know, because after you're at school all day and I just come home and it's
exhausted.
Like, you got to do supper. I got to get my exercise in. And then it's like, I can't clean a carpet.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
Oh, absolutely not.
So
no. Well, that's good. You got all kind of caught up, got everything put back together before the craziness. That always makes you feel like now you can go forward. That's good.
Right.
Excellent.
Well, so that's been my week. Well, and today, listen, so today was the church's birthday.
Oh.
And we're recording on Sunday, guys, by the way, because I have parent-teacher conference. Yeah. Normally we do this on Monday, but
we're just a day early. We're a little early, so we don't know
there,
what's going on.
And now, you know, I'm small town and I go to a pretty good sized country church. Our little community church, you know, but it's not like city where y'all have, you know, 500 people or
right
whatever in attendance.
Sure.
And so We had a dinner after church today, and I'm on the fellowship committee, so that means
of
that
of course you are, Trudy.
So I'm okay. Skipping church, you know, because we're setting up down there in the fellowship hall, and they had ordered like 8 pizzas and 150 chicken strips, and then everything else was going to be just, you know, potluck, bring sides to go with it. Gotcha. So, which is, you know, our pretty normal thing. Well, then one of the men went up and he comes down. He said, "Hey guys, there's 160 people at church today."
They all showed up.
So, And so then we start freaking out and we start looking around, and there was just not a lot of people that brought food in. And so they make a quick run to the store, and I make this huge, like, pot of macaroni and cheese.
Oh my goodness.
I'm down there. It was the quickest pot of mac and cheese that I've ever done in my life. I had sweat like dripping off of me. It reminded me of Hino Jr.
That's appetizing.
Oh, Big Mama, don't you sweat in my stew.
Disgusting. Okay. Wow.
Not really. I wasn't dripping in the, but after I got it out there, I was just like, you know, after it's all done, you're like, whoo.
Right. Right.
I made a humongous batch.
Well, you saved the day, cornbread.
And we got some, and they got some like Bob Evans mashed potatoes, and they heated those up. Mm-hmm. And anyway. So,
oh my goodness, I thought it was like the loaves and the fishes. You just kind of,
well,
like...
I'm going to tell you, I really, you say that, but I really believe that the Lord multiplied the chicken.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that was the main thing. We were, you know, pizza, the kids will eat pizza, and we had chicken strip, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just said, God, there's no way we're going to have enough chicken.
Yeah.
I need you to multiply the chicken. Well, people, and as people would come through, I'm watching their plates, seeing, did they get chicken? Did they get, you know, and everybody was coming through with chicken. Well, then after everybody went, then, you know, our little team went, there was still like a lot of chicken left. And
oh my goodness.
Okay. This is a loaves and fishes kind of moment, because there's no way, you know, I mean, you think
modern
about
day parable, it's the mac and cheese and
people,
chicken strips.
How many people get chicken? I mean, how many, if you're going to get a chicken strip, you're going to get more than one, right?
Yeah, good possibility. Yeah, 2 or 3, I would think.
Yeah, right.
You know,
especially men.
You're a dude. Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
I would probably get 2, maybe.
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
You know.
But I'm saying between people, 2 or 3 is probably.
But my boys are going to get like 3 and 4, and Ron's going to get 3 and 4. And mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, maybe they just didn't take him because they could kind of also see that, like.
I don't know.
You know. Well, I think we're just going to give it to the Lord. We're just going to give it up to Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you,
Lord.
Put
a praise on it.
Put a praise on it for multiplying them chicken strips.
That's right.
Well, I did not end up going to church today because I was still feeling a little fun. I get these monstrous sneezes, Joni. I don't know what has happened. I never used to sneeze like this. This sneezing is a new thing for me.
Okay.
I don't really sneeze when I get sick. I don't know what's going on. But my past 2 little colds that I've had have started with these crazy, really tickle-nosed, crazy sneezes, and they are crazy. They're not cute. They're not dainty. They are like...
Here's the question, though.
Full force.
Do you tinkle a little when you sneeze them?
Not usually, but, you know, I'm not going to lie. Not usually. But coughing is worse, I believe, than... But these are horrendous sneezes. I mean, they just come out of nowhere. So, anyway, I was literally in the bed all day yesterday. I just sat there and I watched... video. I was just really stuffy and I watched videos. It was really kind of glorious. I never want to stay in the bed. Like, I like the bed, but I'm not super comfortable. And so that's when you know you're, but I was just like, nope, didn't get dressed, stayed in my nightie in the bed.
That's when you know
videos.
You're old. Is that what you
no,
were
that's
say?
When you know you're sick because you just aren't, you ain't doing it. No. I just wasn't doing it. So I watched videos and YouTube and just kind
when
of
is Father Brown coming back on BritBox?
Aren't they they're doing another season, right?
Yes, it's and it's out in the UK.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's not on BritBox yet.
No,
we're about
to have
to have words.
I
actually,
know,
I'm not going
to
be watching TV for 2 weeks, so.
So it doesn't need to come out. What about the rest of us? The rest of us don't need it?
No, y'all don't matter.
Because Jody can't
Father
have
Brown.
It.
Yes.
Father Brown, we do like Father Brown. It's just sort of a little lighthearted murder. Mystery situation,
yeah.
Yeah, But it's lighthearted. It's caricatures, kind of. They're not like real, realistic-y, but it's fun. But anyway, back to me. I didn't go to church. That was really my whole message of that. Okay. But last week, I wanted to share. I know I had talked about Hudson and his hat, and we're not talking about that again. Thank goodness. But I'll tell you what. Last week, also, I forgot to mention. If you want to know that I'm old, it's true, because I'm sitting in church, and I have on a sleeveless dress, and I wore a jacket over top of it to go into church. But it's winter. It was pretty cold. We had a pretty cold snap anyway. And I'm in, and I get in there, and I end up taking off my jacket, cause I just get a flash. Of course, I'm just hot as can be. And I'm looking around, and all these people, Joni, are in, like, this girl two seats in front of me is in this huge sweater with a big wrapped around wool scarf on her head, like around her neck, big, like those pretty plaid, you know.
Yes.
And this other gal is, and these aren't like little teenager people, but anyway, this other gal had one of those big fuzzy, really fuzzy, like pullover. I am dying just looking at them. I'm like, I can't even barely look at them, because I'm like, how
do cooking. You have? I'm cooking from the cooking. Inside.
I am like, and it really wasn't a flash. It wasn't a hot flash. I was just warm. I just get warm. So I know to wear, you know, t-shirts and sleeveless and all that. But anyway, I was literally in a sleeveless, and these people are bundled up like Nanook of the North. Hey, Hud, I'm recording.
They're all looking at you like, what is wrong with her?
She's
naked.
No, hang on. Hud, there's food in there if you want a potato and the carnitas, pork carnitas. Sorry, I'll probably edit that. My little baby came in for food. Anyway, yeah, I was burning up, and it was worse just looking at them. Like, I was like, and they weren't even just normal outfits. I mean, they were real cute and everything, but it was just the amount of bundling up and big fluffy sweaters. I was like, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to pass out right here. But I didn't.
So. Can we talk about Tim?
Sure. Oh.
I want the Tim story. I want the Tim story on here. Because it's hilarious.
I know. I told you. Well, that won't be as funny, because you won't have the reaction of the first time.
I'm still going to laugh.
So I told Joni this off air last week after we got finished up, because I wasn't sure how I felt about sharing it, because it would embarrass my husband. But then we both decided he really isn't. Obviously embarrassed.
He's not soft. He's not soft.
He's not. He can take it pretty much.
I believe in you, Tim.
And Joni's making me. So last week, so after church, after I'm burning up and all the things. So we're leaving church, and we get kind of separated, some people in between us. So Tim went on ahead, and he's out front on the little, little terrace or whatever, porch. Excuse me, I had to get a sip of my beverage. And he's waiting on me, and I get out there. And I look at him, and he's facing the people coming out of the church. He's not looking towards the street. And we're in, you know, this little downtown, you know, nice, whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. He's facing the doors of the church.
Probably greeting everybody.
Well, and he's such a people person. Yeah. And he's standing there. Full on facing everybody coming out, like he's telling them goodbye, with his fly totally down.
See, totally, it's still funny.
Totally down. Just standing there, hands in the pocket, pants fly down, and I just walk right up to him and I said, "Your pants are unzipped," and he goes, "Oop!" Turns around, zipped it up, and off we were. He was fine.
So we got to explain a little bit. So Tim has had this problem.
It's genetic. It's genetic, though, too.
Had this problem.
Very much so.
They never zip their pants. They always forget to zip their pants, so much to the point that Tim had a little nickname growing up.
Yeah, when he was little.
Which was Ziplinger.
Ziplinger. Yep.
Because he never zipped his pants.
Right. He'd forget. And you can... As a little boy, you can kind of understand that this is all new and we're in a hurry and we don't care, and we don't know anything better. You know, we don't care. It's not a problem. But it went away for a while. I'm telling you, he did pretty good for a long time.
Ziplinger lives.
It's back. It's back. And I'm like, dude, even when we're at home, I'm like, just zip them up. That's why. And I told Joni this the other day. I said, That's why he didn't get them zipped going to church, because he doesn't zip them at home. He buttons them and then he just leaves them alone. And so then the habit is not to work, to do your thing. And even and he has the nerve to say to me, he'll have the nerve to say to me, I did zip it. I'm like, no, no, you didn't. It didn't just fall down. Like, what are you talking about? What? Stop. Anyway.
I'm going to make Tim some Velcro pants.
Every time.
Yes.
I can't, you guys. It's anyway. Some things I don't want to have to remind anybody.
Well, I was
about,
on the phone with Ron's sister tonight, who listens to us all the time. I'm finding out.
And hey, Donna.
She's decided she really likes you.
Oh, even though, what do you mean she decided she really likes
she
me?
Does
she
really
doubt?
Like you. And she's like, I feel like I really know her now, and I don't really know her.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So anyway, but Donna. I had a story, but Ron and Donna have both forbidden me to tell it.
Okay. Said, well, then don't tell it.
Don't tell it, because that makes us sound like we eat squirrels.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a little squirrel kebab. Right. I don't even know.
Okay. So I'm not going to tell my in-law story.
I've had a lot of church issues lately. So why'd you bring it up if you couldn't even tell it? That was really rude.
Just because I know Donna's going to listen. I kind of wanted to scare her a little.
You wanted to scare her. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was a good one. Sorry, Donna. That was a good
what
one.
What loving sister-in-law she has.
She's the best, man. You're the best one. You are the best one.
The only one.
Okay. Let's see. Something else I know. I wanted to tell people about a podcast that I listen to. You guys know I'm literally like, I listen to podcasts all the time. Anyway, and there's one that I really, really like, and it's called, she just changed the name of it. Let's see. Here's Where It Gets Interesting. It used to be called Sharon Says So, but now it's called Here's Where It Gets Interesting, and it's with Sharon McMahon. And maybe I've mentioned it before, but I don't think I have.
I don't think you have.
I don't think I have either. And it's, I love her. Follow her on Instagram. She's just delightful. She's from Minnesota. She lives in Minnesota. Oh. She's up there. Yeah. She's delightful. And she used to teach high school government classes for years. That's what she did. She was a high school government teacher. And I think it was back in I think it was during 2020. I'm pretty sure it was during
COVID.
The pandemic. Yeah. She started getting on Instagram, and also because of all the election and all the, you know, all the political stuff going on. And she started, I think, getting on Instagram or whatever, and just doing these little things, just teaching people about the government. She doesn't get political, like it's political because she's talking about government, but she doesn't take sides. She doesn't, you know, she's approaching it like a government teacher. Right. And so she would just explain stuff. And this is how they, with all the elections and all the voting and how it works and the Supreme Court and just all the things. She's very, very knowledgeable and researches and does all that. Anyway, she's a delight. If you want a news, really, truly as a news source, go follow her on Instagram. She does stories. And she'll just go through stuff and like different case, you know, some case in front of the Supreme Court, or what does this mean about the documents they found? And she's just giving you the information.
The story. That, don't you miss that?
I don't know that I've ever had it.
Well, yeah, you got a good point.
I mean, I guess back in the day, but seriously, folks, I really, really, Joni, you would like her. I encourage you to follow her. She's funny. She'll have her stories. She does nice, big, long stories. And, but she'll also like put up pictures of these eagles that she loves. She loves animals. So like whales and eagles doing things. She has a great sense of humor.
And anyway, wait, tell me again,
it's called
the podcast?
Here's Where It Gets Interesting.
Okay.
With Sharon McMahon. And the reason too, what I wanted to bring up is because she's doing a series right now. Cause she interviews people on her podcast and does all kinds of stuff. She tells the background stories of different, you know, sometimes presidents and just different things. She's just a delight. But she's doing a series right now called How Women Won World War II. And it's all about different women who played really big, important roles in World War II. And it's fascinating. She did a whole one on the Rosie the Riveter
right
kind yeah. of person, woman, uh-huh. image, the actual woman, the type of women, what they did. She did one on Josephine Baker, who was a world-renowned entertainer and dancer and kind of, you know, went to live in Paris for years, actually had a really rough growing up. You'll have to go listen to it, but very famous in the 20s and 30s, I guess the 30s, entertainer. Well, she ended up being a spy for France and got a bunch of information. Josephine Baker. I didn't know that.
Wouldn't you love to be a spy?
Oh my gosh. I think I'd be really good. I think I'd be really good. Anyway, and then she talks about many of the women who played a big role in the science and in the Manhattan Project and the atomic bomb and their contributions. Yeah, and yeah. It is really cool. So that series is on right now. I think she's on maybe her fifth or sixth one. So you can go and listen to all of those. I like to just, when I'm doing my makeup and getting ready and stuff in the morning, try to get a little informational something in my head or spiritual. You know, I try to do those kind of little podcasts. So she's fantastic. I think you'll really, really like her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's my friend, but doesn't know it.
Okay.
Okay, Dolly.
Creepy at all.
Hey, maybe Donna can go find her. Donna. Hey, Donna, this is Holly. Go be friends with Sharon McMahon. She lives up in Minnesota somewhere. It's got to be close by. Okay.
You don't know where in Minnesota, though?
No, I don't know. I haven't stalked her that hard. I mean, I don't want to, you know. But she's a delight. So anyway, that's my little informational thing that I listened to and I wanted to make sure to tell people because it's really good.
Well, okay.
I know. Okay. Do you have anything else or should we go to talking about Valentine's Day?
I think I'm done. It's been a
She's like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah. Telling my sister-in-law to go stalk people. I'm done. We're done. Let's go. So let's talk about Valentine's Day.
I didn't mean stalk. I just meant go meet her and then make it so I can meet her.
Get
anyway.
Arrested. Yeah.
Oh, you know what else about her too is cool? Is she got invited by her, I think that's this week. It's State of the Union's this week, right?
I think it's on absolutely Tuesday. No idea.
It's on Tuesday. She got invited by her congressperson to be their special guest. They're allowed to invite one person.
Fantastic.
And so she got invited. And she's, let me tell you what she was hilarious about in her stories. And they're probably, these are old, so I don't think she saved them as a highlight. All the top secret documents that are being found everywhere by all kinds of folks, you know, again.
Yeah.
She was hilarious. She went on a tirade. And she's not really a tirade-y type, but she was like, it's not that hard. She's like, you put back when you look at, she's like, you just put it back. You don't take it. And she was hilarious. So she's going to keep her eyes peeled. Maybe try to, you know, she's like, hopefully I get out of there without accidentally taking some top secret papers. You know, you don't know. Yeah. I could accidentally shove them down my pants or something. I mean, my gosh, people. Okay. Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So, did you all make, when you were in school growing up, did you make the Valentine boxes?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of my favorite things about
wasn't Valentine's Day. Wasn't that the most fun, was making those dang boxes?
Yes.
Now, how did you all do? What did you all, what was your procedure?
You know, those little, you'd take a shoebox and we'd, you know, cover it with some sort of tissue paper or, you know, some kind of construction paper or something. And then I would always get, you know, those little doilies?
Oh, those little heart doilies. Yes, you know, those are the
Yes, I would glue those on there and you could stick stuff. And then you did a Valentine for everybody in your classroom.
You did.
And you'd walk around the classroom. Yes.
And everyone, you put them on your desk.
Yes. Yeah.
It was my favorite. I just loved it too. I don't know what it was about that day and that party in class. I guess we didn't really do it was probably one of the few real parties I remember. We would do a Halloween kind of a fun thing. I went to public school. So we didn't really do a Christmas or even a winter. I don't remember.
We didn't make the boxes in class though, because I remember making them at home.
You make them at home.
We make them at home. And
of course, so my sister being the extra artist extraordinaire, her boxes were always like fantastic. She would make like little castle things.
Oh, yes.
My favorite one was this little triangle kind of, you know, cardboard. I don't know that it was a shoebox, but it was like a kind of a triangle roof shaped little house with a little door and the slot and the little heart shaped windows. And it was all covered in like pink glitter. Like the whole thing was pink glitter. We were extra. We were a little extra.
I had doilies and stickers.
I love those doilies. And you would get all your little Valentines. And I guess people still, I don't know if people still do this now. I'm actually worried. I don't know if it's considered like, I bet a lot of places still do. But you go and, you had to do a Valentine for everybody, which is, of course. And, you get those cheap little like packs of them. You know what I mean? And they were like jokes or funny. Uh-huh. And I have two vivid memories, two of my most vivid memories to this day of Valentine's at school. I went to Flynn Park Elementary here in St. Louis. If you're familiar, it's over in U City, Flynn Park. And two of my most vivid memories. One was involving when I got my Valentine's. They were both in fifth grade. I'm pretty sure they were both fifth grade. I know the second one was. I think this one was too. And so I'm looking through my little pack of Valentine, things, and you're writing everybody's name on them and you stick your candy on there or whatever. And there was one boy that I did not particularly want to give a Valentine to. Uh-huh. He just got on my last nerve. Okay. Got on my last nerve. Brian. What's his name? I think it was Brian, or was that Malik? It was Malik, or was it Brian? I think it was Brian. And he got on my last nerve. I can picture his face to this day. Uh-huh. And so I didn't want to get him anything nice. And I wasn't really a mean person. And there was like one Valentine in this pack. And it was like it had like a picture of a lemon on it. And it was something like, "Happy Valentine's Day, Sarah Puss," or something stupid. And I was like, "That's."
And you gave that to Brian?
That went to Brian.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to, he got on my nerve. I was like, which, you were very careful about who you sent what to.
That's exactly right.
Especially as you got older, like your good friend, like your good friends, you make sure they had the best ones, Mm-hmm. Not that you're being mean, but so he got a big old like lemon sourpuss one, which made me laugh. And then the other memory that I can remember to this day was, of course, we always had a party and, always had a party and candy, and we had punch and all kinds of, red strawberry punch, I don't know what all. And in fifth grade, I remember the classroom. It was Mrs. Allen, Mary Allen. That was my teacher. I loved her. She was fantastic. We'd had our party, and all of a sudden, over in the corner, Paul, it was always Paul. Poor Paul. He was pasty. He had no color in him. He was just poor Paul.
Poor Paul.
And he started choking on a piece of candy. And like, I guess it got caught in his throat or something. Like, and he was kind of coughing and choking. And all of a sudden, he just barfs red punch all over. It just came spewing out red, bright red punch. And he's all pale and there's red all over. I mean, it was
it's a vampire. It was like a
whole massacre. Oh, he was the barfer. There's always a barfer.
There's always the barfer. Yeah.
Caleb came home. I hope he's doing great.
Caleb came home one day and he said, "Mom, this is first grade. A cease puked milk all over my desk." And
milk. Oh, no. That's
what I remember, a cease. I have another story about a cease that I can't tell, but a cease puked milk.
I'm telling you, you don't ever forget it. That's rough, y'all. Make sure they know, because that kid gets known as the barfer for forever. And y'all know it. Don't be listening to us going, "Y'all are being very unkind." You all know exactly who the barfer was in your school.
But listen. Do you remember? I don't know if you had this in your school, but so when somebody would barf in our, hallway or wherever, they would sprinkle this
sawdust
kind of stuff. I can still to this day smell that cherry scented salt.
Bless elementary school custodians.
Yes.
Bless them.
You talk about people
wherever you are
not making enough money. That's who does not make.
They got to deal with all of the stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
There you go. Those are my two most vivid at school Valentine's. Mm-hmm. Then we always at some point, I don't know when this started with my mom and dad, but we started having Valentine tea, and we would do a lovely tea at home. My dad and my mom, we would do
Your dad too. Yeah.
We'd do the scones and the sandwiches and make it just fancy and fluffy, and it was delightful. We did that all the way up really till the kids, my kids were, I don't know, elementary school or junior high or something. I don't know when we stopped.
Would David like to come down and have Valentine's Day?
He could set that. No, you're going to do just fine. So what's the plans for the widow's dinner? Is it, you got the plans made? You got the menu made?
I do have my menu made. Would you like to hear my menu?
I would like to hear it. The people are waiting.
Well, I'm going to have to pull it up here. So
had you made the calls?
We have made the calls.
Okay. All right.
Now, one of my faithful cannot come.
She has a hot date.
Well, it falls on Tuesday night, which is her wine time.
Oh.
She.
Oh, no.
She and a group of ladies get together, and they have wine time every Tuesday. And she can't miss wine time.
She can't miss one wine time with people she sees every week.
Evidently not. But here's what was funny is then some of the ladies, she had forgotten, she accepted it first. And some of the ladies that were on the list, as Ron calls them, they start, I'm just afraid to get out and this and this and this and this. Well, come to find out, it's wine time.
They're all in wine time together. Why don't you just tell them to come have wine time at your house?
That's what I said. Just come have. Anyway, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
All right. Menu.
Okay. So I am going to have some, I call them brie bites, but there's one with brie and raspberry preserves.
Good.
And then one is a mostarda. It's got some mustardy and nut and brie, and a little, and then I have another little sun-dried tomato cheese torta and a sausage cheese tray. And I imagine we're going to have some little caviar. I'm trying to decide whether to do it on the bellinis or on the cucumber slices.
I don't know. Oh, those are pretty good. Do you need something lighter and fresher to go with your other heavier order?
Yeah, see, that's what
appetizers, maybe?
Because
if you have other kind of, maybe
you're pretty heavy. Everything's pretty heavy. But they're just little things.
Yeah, but I'm saying the cucumber. Little. The cucumber might be good.
Right.
To kind of counter, give a little fresh.
The heavier, heavier things.
It's all good.
Okay, and then I'm going to have a crunchy mandarin salad.
Ooh, I love that.
I am going to have beef tenderloin and roasted rosemary potatoes, a Vidalia onion casserole, rolls, a white chocolate almond raspberry cake, a tuxedo mousse cheesecake, and a tiramisu.
Oh my goodness. Three desserts. Yum.
Three to choose from.
That's lovely. That sounds absolutely lovely. So, they're going to have the best, as always, the most wonderful time.
That is my menu for that.
Excellent.
But yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of them got caught lying to us.
Yeah, some of them fibbed. Some of them might not get invited next year.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame on the widows.
Shame. Oh, my gosh. That's supposed to be, that just took away your saint badge.
I know. Yes, Will.
That the true Jody comes out. Oh my goodness, I can't even. Oh,
anyway, so there's that. I just have to survive through Valentine's Day. I think no, because then I've got the meal we feed the church on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thursday after Valentine's Day, people, I'm going to collapse.
Okay, Thursday after Valentine's Day. Okay.
I will.
We will have already recorded. Do we need to? Well, we can talk later about. We don't need to move it. You can talk about something for a little bit. Take a break from all your labors and everything else going on. What else is going on in small town, man? St. Louis is pretty much I don't know what's going on right now because it's February. So we're kind of like.
We have basketball homecoming this week.
Oh, do you?
And you know how homecoming week goes at high school.
Oh,
so
yes.
Let's just add that to. Oh,
are there posters being made?
Oh,
are there
hallways
people
being decorated? Oh, okay. There are, you know, dress up days.
Oh,
there
my goodness.
There are all kinds of funsies going on. So.
Are you in charge of, are you like a sponsor of a class again? Or
I
whatever?
Am a freshman class sponsor.
Okay.
And so I follow this class all the way through.
That's what I thought. So because you were, okay.
So next year I'll be sophomore class sponsor and then junior and senior. So
that's good. That's a good way to
it
do
it. It is. You get
to know the kids.
Close with those kids.
Yeah.
So, and this is a good class too. So
you're helping them. Are they decorating hallways or what do they do?
They did, Miss Bingham stayed with them today, so I didn't have to go up there today. And they'll be up there decorating. Well, goodness, you know, I guess they can. I don't know if they can decorate during parent-teacher conference or not. That kind of became an issue at some point. But
oh yeah, because you have kids kind of running around and parents.
I guess,
and
you're trying to have yes. So let me address parent-teacher conference for a second.
Yes, I was going to ask about that. Go ahead.
Just let me make this suggestion, being on both sides, just listen, hear the teacher out, and don't argue with them. Mm. We run into this where my child can do no wrong, or my, you know, the parents are not behind the teachers anymore. And, you know, I saw somebody posted something on Facebook that said, my permission to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay.
What?
Well,
something must
sometimes
happen.
You don't let them go to the bathroom. Sometimes you tell them, no, you know, can I go to the bathroom? Well, and then they go home and they say, well, Miss So-and-so wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. And then the parents lose their mind and get mad. Why? You know, she had to go to the bathroom. You wouldn't let her go to the bathroom. And you know, here's the thing. Your child may be going, that may have been the sixth time they went to the bathroom.
Exactly.
In an hour.
And they're not five.
Because they didn't come and tell you, oh, I'd already been to the bathroom five times. All they're telling you is, Miss So-and-so won't let me go to the bathroom. She told me I couldn't go to the bathroom. Now, when we get in high school, they like to go to the bathroom to vape. They like to go to the bathroom and smoke pot, and they like to go hook up in the bathroom.
Well, let's just move right into a little rated PG-13.
Listen.
Yeah, you're right.
Teacher and hear the whole story.
Or ask about it. Like, that is something I would ask. Like, if it happened more than once, too, that's the thing. If it happens one time, you know. Unless
and if
the kid is really like, I really had to go. It was really bad. I really, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you know your kid. But if it happens once, if it becomes like a pattern or you're concerned, then ask the teacher. But be cool about it. Don't be, because you're right. There's always two sides.
And when they have a break right before class and they come in and you take roll and they say, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, there are things that go on at school that your child may not be.
You don't want your kid in the bathroom. I've been in high school bathrooms too. Ugh. You don't need to be.
But, that's not just, and that's not the only issue. But what I find too is kids make a mountain out of molehills a lot of times, you know. Yeah. So there was one time we had just catered this band to come through, and I had a lot of canned drinks and left. And I had gotten some ginger ales, and so I'm sitting there drinking a ginger ale. Now, the brand name of it happened to be Seagram's, but it was a ginger ale.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there teaching, and I'm, you know, sipping on my ginger ale, and toward the end
Seagram's.
Of class.
On your Seagram's. That is
one of
funny.
My kids said, Ms. Shank, what are you drinking? And I said, a ginger ale. They said, does that have alcohol in it? Because they knew Seagram's. And I said, no, it doesn't have alcohol in it. And they said, oh, well, we thought Seagram's, they'd all been sitting there talking about it. They thought I was sitting up there drinking.
at least someone asked. I will give them that.
Well, that's what I said. I said, thank
you for asking.
Goodness that you all asked, because if you didn't ask, every one of you would have walked out of here and spread all over the building that I was sitting here drinking in class.
And that's actually a good lesson for them. Like, you know, I'm sure you made a point of like, just, you know, find out more before you.
And then, and how they got this, I don't know, because I'm not familiar. I have my little packet of vitamins that I take in the mornings. Mm-hmm. But I have to take it when I eat. And a lot of times I'm not, I just don't eat very much in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I took it and I pulled it out. I don't know. I had a little bit of a break and pulled out my vitamins to take. They all thought it was a condom.
It does look like it. Your packets was do like, look, what are you doing? What is happening in your classroom, Joni?
What? I don't know. You know, and then they spread all these things around and I'm like,
goodness,
you know, and I have to sit down. They'll say, so-and-so, this teacher's on Tinder. And I'm like, what? No, he's not. Yeah. He's on Tinder. And I'm like, can I come show you? I'm like, yeah. And they bring me up this picture. I said, y'all, that is not who that is. That is not him. Mm. Y'all need to quit spreading that around, because he's married and he has a new baby, and y'all could destroy a marriage with this, you know.
Well,
so,
and a career and a job and all kinds of stuff. Yes. Like, it's not, you know, it's not a big matter. Oh my God.
They just take things and they take things out of context. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of drama. She said they'll pick up parts of conversations.
Well, they are. They're kids. They're drama. They're high emotionally, you know, attuned to the emotions, and they, you know, some of them are kind of into the drama. So they're just looking for something to do and talk about and worry about. And as long as the drama's not about them, they're pretty happy.
So I just would say, if you were concerned about something, if you have, you know, a question, don't go in, you know, with all, you know, anger, I'm not angry. Go in there ready to listen and see what the situation is, because I can almost guarantee you that there's more to the situation than what you've been told.
Yeah, we all know there is always two sides to the story. Yeah. And there's your child's side, and you need to listen to them. I mean, none of us are saying had situations
That's right.
where I've had to advocate for my kid
in a
school and at a conference, even, you know, done respectfully, done all the, you know, ways. But you're exactly right. Like, just don't assume that that's the, and I it's good to hear your perspective, because I know everyone doesn't do that, but I think everyone, like, I can't imagine just going in there and being like guns a-blazing. And I mean, I know it's intense, and I know as a parent, our emotions get, believe me, that's when I've gotten the angriest or the hottest, is if something is happening to, you know, one of my kids and all that. But, you know enough to know, let me hear the story. Because here's the way I look at it. Number one, your wisdom of what you're saying, of there's always more to it. You may not be getting the whole information.
That's right.
Also, number two is, if I listen and ask to, if there is something going on, chances are I'm just giving them rope to hang themselves.
Right.
Because if there's something going on with the teacher and there is a problem, I want to hear, you know, that's kind of the time to get them to say, not to trick them. I'm not saying that, but you know what I mean? Like, let them say what they're going to say, and then you can kind of get an idea of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's definitely important. I'm sure that's tough. I must be a weird parent too, because I was never one of those parents that came in like, not my precious peanut.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what's that idiot doing now? Yeah. He didn't. I mean, not that bad, but you know, give it to me, you know, because I don't know. I don't see the reason to be the other way. I don't know. I'd rather just know what's going on. So
I don't know what started, you know, because, I'm sure yours were too, but like, if I got a whipping at school. If I got a paddling at school, I was going to get it at home, you know.
On top of it, you get another
on top
one.
Of it, you know, and that's not, you know, but, and there are a few times that my mother did have to go and advocate for me.
Absolutely.
And she was right. And, it, you know, I do remember in fifth grade, this teacher, I just did not like, she did not like me. I did not like her, but I came home. I never was, you know, straight A, you know, all mm-hmm. the time, but mm-hmm. I was an A, B student. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I came home and I had a D on my report card. Well, I was devastated and I kept telling my mama, I know I didn't do that bad. I know I didn't do that bad. And so then mom started keeping my papers. She said, well, and she said, I didn't think you'd, you know, because then they used to have to sign papers and send them back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then mom started keeping my papers. And so report cards came back out again. And I had a C minus. And she went through and added it all up and did it. And mm-hmm. I had an A minus. And so she went to the teacher and she said, well, Joni has a C minus here. And are there some grades I'm unaware of? And, you know, mom said, because mm-hmm. I've kept all these and pulled them all out. And of course, my mother was a math teacher.
I was going to say they messed with the wrong mom because she wasn't going to have it.
And she told, you know, she said, oh, well, I guess I did make a mistake.
Oh,
you know.
I guess you did.
I guess you did.
I'm by two grades. Oh, Lord.
So I don't know. And I don't think they ever went back and looked at, you know, it didn't matter. You know, yeah. Grades in fifth grade and, you know, yeah. don't count for anything except just the pride of. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyway.
My goodness sakes
and alive. So there are things. And teachers do make mistakes. And sometimes teachers don't catch things. I mean, there are things that have gone on in my classroom that I'm totally unaware of.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I didn't see what went on back in the corner. I didn't, you know,
right.
Didn't know this or I didn't know that. And so there are things that you do need to, you know, if your child's being bullied on the playground, you need to go talk to the teacher about that because she's got, you know, 25 other kids running around that she may not be aware or he may not be aware of a situation going on.
Yeah. And then they can kind of, if you are alerting them, you know, then they can in a way of, hey, help me, you know, I'm hearing some of this. Could you keep an eye on, you know,
right.
little Susie on the playground to sort of see what you're observing? I don't want to, you know, jump the gun or do whatever, but you know, I think most people are really good advocates for their kids. I think most people are, you know, have learned to, you know, what's important and what's not. And some stuff you have to let go and some stuff you don't. You know your kids and you know, all that. But it is that time of year. It's parent-teacher conference. How many days do y'all have it? Is it just the one day?
It's just one day, one afternoon.
One afternoon.
In the morning we have like in-service or a little administration day. Okay. And then parent-teacher conference is from 1 to 6:30.
I gotcha.
So, hey, I just received a text from Donna.
Donna!
Oh, no!
Oh!
She said, also another podcast thought, I did Whole 30 once. And then on day 31, went over to a girlfriend's for some wine. She has her own wine time, evidently. And then she said, not good.
No!
I had no tolerance after 30 days. Oh, tell Holly to be careful when introducing wine back in.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you so much for thinking of me and for this that support. I will definitely take that under advisement. I have already been thinking a little bit of like what order to reintroduce stuff because you're supposed to do it kind of one at a time. I'm definitely not going to like just you know, go
I think
crazy.
We should do the podcast on that day.
No, I don't know. But I'm just, you know, I'm trying to, and it's true because you're supposed to introduce stuff back in kind of wanted to like the food things that you haven't been having. So whether it's dairy or, and so I'm kind of trying to figure out what I want to introduce first. Cause I kind of feel like I want to introduce the things that I mostly that are, how do I put it? I was thinking about it the other day, like, that are going to be in a lot of foods like, soy or I don't really need, there's some things I'm fine kind of trying to really cut back on anyway, but beans like legumes, you can't have any beans or legumes. And that's a very healthy, option for me. I think, you know, we'll see how it may, but stuff like that. I'm like, what can I add in that will make my eating out experience but easier? Cause it, right. I mean, eating out with this is not, I think I've been out, which is a good money saver. I will say that. Have I been out twice? Maybe just once. I can't remember. One time for sure. And I can't remember if there was another time. And it is extremely difficult to eat out when you're doing Whole30. I mean, it's doable, but it's like, here's the problem. It's the soy. It's the soy and the sugar. It's in everything. So, you know, I went to Breadco. I think that's where I ate out with Tim a couple weeks ago. And I'm looking real quickly. I didn't have and you can do a lot of research. Thank goodness people put ingredients like on their menus, like online and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there looking on my phone, looking up the ingredient. Because you think, well, just get a salad, you know, just get a whatever. Well,
what's the chicken
cooked in? Well, I knew that's the dressings are out. I know the dressings are out. And I'm like, that's fine. Because I can put like, I learned this trick from when I've done a similar thing before. With eating and like spicy mustard packets they'll often have or something. I like to stir that in a salad. I think that's very good. But they didn't even have like vinegar and oil. I'm like, they didn't have vinegar and oil. But it's also like, what's the chicken on there cooked in? Because if it's cooked in these certain oils that I'm cutting out, then I can't have that.
Then you can't have that.
Or there was sugar. What was there the other day? There was some soy in, it was like soybean oil in the salt and pepper mixture they put on like some sandwich there. Cause I was looking it up the other day thinking, okay, if we do go somewhere, let me see what I can have and just say, you don't have the bread or whatever. But anyway, no one really cares about that, but I'm just saying eating
it's
out
in everything. Yeah.
It's, so I'm trying to figure out what will be the things that I want to kind of, I really don't want to add in sugar, to be honest. Sugar is, I mean, I know I'm going to have some sugar. It's fine, but you know, in terms of for tolerance and just seeing how it affects me, but you know, I think a little bit in those little things, will be fine. You know what I mean? Like as an intro just to go, you know, whatever. But, I'm like, you know, probably stuff like, definitely like beans and like quinoa and rice. I can stay away from a lot of the grains and stuff, I think, anyway, the bread and the wheat. I just don't need that. But I'll probably reintroduce it just to see how it makes me feel. But I'm like, got to think that through because I'm going to be a lot of fun in Florida in March if I can't eat anything.
Yes, you are.
I'm not one of those people that goes somewhere and is like, I can't. I mean, you know, you don't want it to be doing that. So, and I'll be done by then. So but I want to have time to reintroduce a few things and I should be able to eat pretty healthy down there. Just give me some steamed shrimp and, you know, some lettuce. I don't
some
know.
Turtle.
Some Megan. Oh, I didn't check on her. Oh, well.
You didn't check on Megan. Megan could be all the way in the United States and you've not checked on Megan.
She is not. Listen, speaking of Florida, I forgot to update this. This is not that, but I'm very relieved because we booked our house that we're going to stay at for the wedding. So we booked a place to stay. So that is like a huge burden.
Yeah.
You know, because you're just like
I keep looking at houses.
There's not a lot in Jupiter.
Nope. And there's nothing on the water in Jupiter.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I was like, I want to be on the water.
Well, and you've got, there's places, you know, there's Palm Gardens and then that's a little inland, but there's North Palm is 25 minutes away. You know,
well,
it's not,
there
it's not
is
bad.
A Hutchinson Island that's about 25 minutes and away.
Yeah. And see, for guests, like you know, you can stay a little further away. You just don't want to. We were looking and
I figure I might need to be in Juniper. You might need me.
Well, listen, we've got a house and it has a pool.
Oh, I've been looking at some with a pool too.
And I could not be more than thrilled.
My house? You may, if you got the house I've been looking at, I'm going to throat punch you.
Well, we booked it a couple weeks, maybe a week or so ago. Okay. So if you're still looking, it shouldn't be showing up.
Okay.
You know, and we had to figure out what room. We just had such specific needs of people in separate rooms and possibility. We don't even know. We don't know all the things, but I was just so relieved when we're like, that's it. It's right there.
It's done. Yeah.
In Jupiter. We have a place to stay. Now all we have to do is the, all we have to do.
Are you driving or flying?
We're going to drive. Okay. We're going to drive for the wedding. Yeah. We're going to take our dog. We're going to take Sherlock.
Oh my goodness.
And this place takes dog, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're like, we could put him in a kennel because we're going a week and a half early. We're going to go and be there ahead of time. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Just Tim and I have a little vacation and just be there to do stuff ahead, you know,
right.
help with whatever. We don't want to just like go in and go out. So we were like, well, and I don't know when Hudson's coming. I don't know when Avery's, like, everyone's coming at different, because they're not going to come for, they're welcome to. It just depends on everyone's work schedules.
Right.
So we don't know what they're doing. They may come. We don't know. But we're like, let's just take the dog because, you know, if you put him in a kennel for a week or, you know, that's, he hates, he loses so much weight in the kennel. It's hilarious because he's just so stressed. Yeah. But we're like, you know, we'll just drive down with him. He'll be at this house. We'll be in and out all the time. We can bring a, you know.
So John Garrett is going to be at camp.
Oh, that's right.
And so I'm talking, I said, you need to figure out if you can fly down. We can fly you from Asheville down there. So I said, you're going to have to figure out.
Bless your heart. Don't stress. So. I mean, you know, if it's first,
that's on him. I'm not.
I know. Of course we want him there very much, but I mean, don't like stress of life if you know.
Well, we're going to fly is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're not driving. So.
Yeah. Well, we just decided to, we're going to fly in March to go, you know, cause it's a shorter trip and down and back, but.
Well, you'll need your car doing errands and all that.
We will. And then we'll have it. We're just making it we can take all the stuff. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
We might have more stuff to bring, and we just thought, let's just do that and just kind of meander on down there and have a wiener dog. We'll travel. So good. It's going to be, y'all will have some stories. I guarantee. He better zip that fly up. I'm telling you right now, Joni, what if at the wedding?
You Joni, never know.
You check it. You're in charge.
Okay.
You are the zipper double checker.
Can John Vonderbrugge not be in charge of that one?
Okay, fine.
Let's put Boogie in charge of that
one.
Okay,
fine, but you be an extra layer.
Okay.
Just please.
Yeah, because you know what? Boogie will just let him go.
Please. He won't even look.
Oh. Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, just make sure his pants are zipped up. Okay. And Thatcher, too. Everyone, make
Thatcher,
sure.
I know.
Make sure everyone's pants are zipped. Please, Joni. I need help.
I'm going to walk through. All right, guys.
Zipper check. Let me see it. Check. Everyone lift your jackets up. Check it out. Okay, this just went to a bad. It's fine.
Maybe Melba will have to do that one.
Melba's going to check. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
We managed to find things to talk about once again, but let's move on to your recipe. Do you have any? What you doing this week?
I do. Actually, I just cooked this tonight. And I think it's a good one. And JBC, you're really into some stuffed peppers, aren't you? And I went, oh, yeah, I did just make some 2 weeks ago, didn't I?
Was he complaining?
No, they were really good. This is a cashew chicken stuffed pepper.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was really good.
Excellent. That sounds delicious.
It was really, really good. But you just kind of slice your peppers. And put some oil and soy sauce that you can't have right now.
I can have coconut amino acids, which tastes the same.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm in.
And
I can have cashews.
You bake it.
Okay.
In the oven, you know, just 25 minutes, just your peppers.
Okay.
And then you cook your rice.
Mm-hmm.
And you saute onions and broccoli.
Ooh.
And I added garlic. You know, I can't ever follow a recipe. I always add stuff.
No. You gotta have garlic.
So, and I put garlic in there and then transferred those to another pan. And then I cut up about 3 chicken breasts in just, you know, small cubes and sauteed all that. And then went back and added the vegetables to the chicken and poured a sauce over it, which was honey, soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, soy sauce, rice vinegar. And I think that's it. Oh, some cornstarch.
Thicken it up a little bit.
And then you add your cashew, pour that over that and add your cashews to it. And then you come back and you put your, you take, when you take your peppers out, you put rice on the bottom layer of the pepper.
Nice.
And then your chicken mixture on top.
Oh, that sounds really good. That's like really, really good. That's a really good take on the stuffed pepper. That's not a beef, you know, if you, if you want to just do something a little bit different. That's really good. You could even like, I guess if you wanted to do some pineapple in there, like some fresh pineapple in with your cashew, make it kind of like a Polynesian kind of a flair, that would, you know, if you're into that, that sounds really good. And you could even like, if you didn't want to do all the stuffing the pepper, although I think that's really pretty, I guess you could just slice the peppers up and saute that
you
with
could
the
saute them
onions
in,
and then just put
just
it all over
it with
rice.
Your rice. Yeah.
And then that would be really good too. Yep. I love it. I saw those pictures you put up. That looked really good.
Yeah, it was delicious. Okay. It really was. Of course, then the cashew just gave it enough salt and a crunch. You know, it just was a...
That sounds delicious. I like that combo. That sounds really good. I might have to try to make... I can't have rice right now, but I don't. I could just do it without the rice.
You could. Yeah, because the mixture was really...
Yeah.
It was it, really good.
Yeah, okay. That sounds really delicious. Very good. What? Yep. Now, we're moving on to... We're ready for Joni's top three.
Top three.
Oh, it's my top three.
You didn't do it.
Let's go with Father Brown. Have I done Father Brown before?
I don't think so.
Let's do Father Brown.
Y'all, she has no idea. She
has no idea
about
this. Y'all, this is coming.
She didn't know. I love it. Father Brown.
Well, because Monday is when I normally kind of sit down and do all this.
Exactly.
I've been busy,
same.
Holly.
I forgot we were doing this today until I texted you earlier and were like, oh, I'm ready. Because, I mean, I totally forgot to. Father Brown, which is the show that she, that's a good
one. I love Father Brown. I also, oh my gosh, wait, I have a list here that I've kept up with things.
Good. See?
I do like, speaking of garlic, I like the Pampered Chef Garlic Press.
Ooh.
And I will say that any garlic press, I mean, I like garlic press. It just makes it easier than trying to mince it. You stick it in there and squish it and it's good. But make sure you get a good one, a good quality one, because some are better than others.
Yeah. My old one is not great.
I've got some in culinary that just not.
That's what mine is. It's one of those old metal, like I think it was my mom's or some. All right. Then, number three. What else, Joni?
Where's my list? Here we go. Here we go. I've got it.
We're ready.
I have. Oh, I've used all those. My Bible app.
Oh, which one do you use?
I don't know. It's just a...
Well, oh, that's... You guys.
I will find it.
I
will
don't know.
It I don't know. But no, but I do... Okay. I love having the Bible just right on my phone. It's always... I can look stuff up. It's got, you know, verse of the days. It's got... you know, but... And then you don't have to... When you travel... You don't have to carry your, you know, your big bulky Bible with you.
There you go.
Because it's just right there on your phone.
There you go.
But yeah, my Bible app.
Okay.
I love. So
there we go. Good
Father
job,
Brown.
Joni.
Garlic press. And Bible app.
There you go.
Sniper, no swiping. Swiper,
no,
no
swiper,
swiping.
No swiping.
I feel like doing Dora the Explorer three
backpack. Oh, that's really great. Well, okay, that's good. Gives us all something we can...
I'm gonna have to start adding to my list here.
I know. I started doing that too, because you just... I think you had told me you were doing that, and I thought of a couple of things, and it wasn't my turn, so I was like, oh, I better write them down. And so I wrote them in my little notes app on my phone, but I don't have... I need to keep doing more of that, so... because there's lots of things to like. You know what I'm saying?
There are.
Well, this has been fun, guys. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Donna. We'd like to have as our special Minnesota correspondent.
You sounded like you were on one of those midnight shows. Thank you, Donna.
Delilah. Donna, this one goes out to you. This is from George. George is... No, I was just... Oh, gosh. Whatever.
I'm a man of means.
Okay. Okay. The song's over. No, I was just thinking...
King of the world.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's time for bed, you guys. Thanks for listening, episode 24. We will talk to you next week, guys. We'll have more exciting information. You never know. We'll see how I feel in church. If I have a flash and just self-combust in the middle of the service, I don't know. It could happen. Joni has to make it through all her receptions and cooking this week and plan for the widow's dinner. We don't know. It could be wine time, and the widows, they could get out of control, and we don't know what's going to happen. So we will keep you
I'm not
going to
have flowers for them if they show up.
That's right. Too late, girls.
Sorry. I don't even have tables set up for y'all.
I'm sorry. There's no room. Just leave the wine and get out. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye, corn dog. Cornbread. Sorry.
You're corn dog.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Goodbye, corn dog. I can call you corn dog.
No.
Now what are you going to do? Now what are you going to do?
Cornhole.
Oh, there you are.
I was just singing. Trailers for sale on rent.
Wait, you're spazzing. Your picture is like spazzing. Okay. There
Maybe
you go.
That's not the picture. Maybe I'm spazzing.
Well, you were going like this.
It is Sunday afternoon.
And I was like, what's happening? And there's a light that's reflecting on your glasses. So you look like a little alien. It was very scary. Ba-na-na. Ba-na-na.